I want to say thanks to all of you all for being here this evening. We are so excited.
Sadie Mitchell, Associate Superintendent of Elementary Education, is leading the effort to transform Guyer Springs into a high-ability academy. Before parents and school staff gathered in the school's gymnasium Tuesday, Mitchell and members of the academy's planning committee explained the district's tentative plans for what the school would become and who it would serve. It originates from new Superintendent Dexter Suggs, who has spearheaded policies to better serve the district's high-ability learners. Lori Altschuld leads the Gifted and Talented program for the district, a program which includes roughly 5,000 of the 25,000 students in Little Rock Public Schools.
We might be looking to pull like the top 1%. And the fact of the matter is that 1%, oftentimes when they're in their classes, they sit and wait, and they do things that they learned how to do last year. So this school would give them a chance to have the rigor and the challenges that they are eager to participate in.
Programs already allow those students designated as gifted and talented to participate in a special curriculum meant to ignite curiosity and creative ways of learning. But what administration officials hope is that by concentrating the gifted students in one school, they'd be better able to serve the kids who find regular classes boring because they're already ahead of the game. Over some upbeat music from the Jackson 5, a video montage of kids learning in a fun, creative environment showed what another of the Academy's planners, Christine Dietz, said would be good for all kids. But some need that environment more than others, she said.
Let's, for just a second, think about mountain air. Good, clean mountain air is also good for everybody, but imagine for a second, it's also critical for people with some conditions.
The good, clean mountain air she speaks of would include mornings filled with literature and math courses, while the agenda for afternoons, which Dietz and Altschul dubbed Imagineoons, would be filled with courses the students choose based on their interests. Options include orchestra and choir, fine arts, Latin and Spanish language courses, as well as engineering and robotics. Despite widespread enthusiasm on the part of administrators, many current Guyer Springs teachers and parents are uncertain about where the new program leaves them. Any potential academy teachers would have to be certified to teach gifted and talented students, criteria very few of the current Guyer Springs staff meet. The new academy will likely be set up for next year, and the district says any teacher who has a job now will continue to have one, but details have been skimpy as to exactly where those teachers will end up. Students who are enrolled now at Guyer Springs and who may not meet the criteria of the new academy will be bused to either Bale, Franklin, or Stevens Elementary. After the presentation, some parents like Jonathan Doyne worried that the new school designation may mean the separation of his kids. He has three children at Guyer Springs, one of whom is already in the Gifted and Talented program.
They've always went to school together. The two boys are twins, but they're also a tight bond. And I feel like with this one, my daughter may get in, but my two sons may not.
Doyne said he believed administrators should instead try and apply the new academy's philosophy to every school in the area.
And spread it around the district. One of the parents made a suggestion that they did so much for Robinson Elementary or this elementary school. What about the others that are having low test scores? What about Franklin? What about the other ones in the Southwest community that are also having low test scores? Find a way to bring them up as well without having to shut down a school and just basically tell everybody they're out of luck.
Though questions about which students will be accepted into the new program may have only been partially answered at the meeting, district officials like Zone 5 board member Jody Carrero emphasized the benefit of the new academy's drawing students equally from around the city.
You know, they mentioned we have 5,000 kids that meet the GT criteria, and, you know, with that many kids, it's clear that there's a real variety of kids. You know?
Still, questions remain as to how exactly the selection process will work and how the surrounding communities will be affected. School administrators plan to host additional informative events at Guyer Springs and Forest Heights next month as the district board begins to finalize plans in its upcoming meetings. Chris Hickey, KUAR News.